Hello and welcome to GCSE Maths Mastery. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important algebraic skills you'll need for your AQA GCSE exam, simultaneous equations. Now, I know what you might be thinking, simultaneous sounds complicated, but trust me, by the end of this episode, you'll feel confident tackling these questions and earning those crucial marks. Simultaneous equations appear in both foundation and higher tier papers, and they're worth around 4 to 6 marks per question. That's significant. So whether you're aiming for a grade 5 or pushing for a grade 9, mastering this topic is absolutely essential. Today, we'll cover the 3 main methods: elimination, substitution, and graphical solutions. We'll also talk about what examiners are really looking for, the common mistakes that cost students marks, and I'll give you some practical tips to check your answers. Let's get started. Core concepts. 5 minutes. So what exactly are simultaneous equations? Simply put, they're two equations that share the same 2 unknowns, usually x and y, and we need to find the values that satisfy both equations at the same time. Think of it like this. If you're trying to find a meeting point between 2 friends walking along different paths, the solution is where those paths cross. Let's start with the elimination method, which is the most popular approach for linear pairs. Here's how it works. Imagine you have these 2 equations, 3x plus 2y equals 16, and 2x minus 2y equals 4. Notice that the y terms have opposite signs, plus 2y and negative 2y. That's your clue. When you add these equations together, the y terms cancel out completely, leaving you with 5x equals 20. Divide both sides by 5, and you get x equals 4. Now, here's the critical part that students often forget. You must substitute x equals 4 back into one of the original equations to find y. Let's use the first equation. 3 times 4 plus 2y equals 16. So 12 plus 2y equals 16, which gives 2y equals 4, so y equals 2. Your solution is x equals 4, y equals 2. Always write both values clearly. Now what if the coefficients don't match up nicely? Let's say you have 2x plus 3y equals 13 and 3x plus 2y equals 12. You need to make the coefficients of one variable the same. Multiply the first equation by 3 to get 6x plus 9y equals 39, and multiply the second equation by 2 to get 6x plus 4y equals 24. Now the x coefficients are both 6. Subtract the second from the first, 5y equals 15, so y equals 3. Substitute back to find x equals 2. This is where method marks come in. Examiners award M1 just for showing you've correctly manipulated the equations to eliminate a variable, even if you make an arithmetic mistake later. So always show you're working. Next, the substitution method. This works brilliantly when one equation is already rearranged. For example, y equals 2x minus 1 and 3x plus y equals 14. Since y is already isolated in the first equation, you can substitute 2x minus 1 directly into the second equation in place of y, so you get 3x plus, open bracket, 2x minus 1, close bracket, equals 14. Simplify, 5x minus 1 equals 14, so 5x equals 15, giving x equals 3. Then substitute x equals 3 back into y equals 2x minus 1 to get y equals 5. The solution is x equals 3, y equals 5. For higher tier students, you'll also encounter nonlinear systems, typically one linear and one quadratic equation. For example, y equals x plus 1, and y equals x squared minus 2x plus 3. Since both are equal to y, you can set them equal to each other. X plus 1 equals x squared minus 2x plus 3. Rearrange to get x squared minus 3x plus 2 equals 0. Factorize. Open bracket x minus 1, close bracket. Open bracket x minus 2, close bracket equals 0. So x equals 1 or x equals 2. Substitute each value back into the linear equation to find the corresponding y values. When x equals 1, y equals 2. When x equals 2, y equals 3. So you have 2 solutions. Open bracket 1, comma 2, close bracket, and open bracket 2, comma 3, close bracket. This is crucial. Quadratic systems often have 2 solutions, and you must find both to earn full marks. Finally, the graphical method. If you're asked to solve simultaneous equations by drawing graphs, you plot both lines on the same axes and find where they intersect. The x and y coordinates of the intersection point are your solution. This method is less common in exam questions, but can appear especially in context-based problems. Make sure your lines are accurate and clearly labeled and read the coordinates carefully. Mixing up X and Y is a classic mistake. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Right, let's talk exam technique. Simultaneous equations questions are typically worth 4 to 6 marks, so you should spend about 5 to 7 minutes on them. Here's what examiners are looking for. First, always state your method clearly. Write something like equation 1 plus equation 2, or substituting equation 1 into equation 2. This secures your method mark even if you make a calculation error later. Second, show every step of your working. Don't skip lines or do mental arithmetic. Examiners can only award marks for what they can see on the page. Third, always find both variables. A huge number of students lose marks because they find X but forget to calculate Y. The question will always ask for both, so don't stop halfway. Fourth, check your answers by substituting them back into the equation you didn't use for your final step. If both sides of the equation balance, you know you're correct. This takes 10 seconds and can save you from losing all the accuracy marks. Now, common mistakes. The biggest one is adding equations when you should subtract. If both y terms have the same sign, like plus 2y and plus 3y, you need to subtract one equation from the other to eliminate y. If they have opposite signs, you add them. Another mistake is incorrectly expanding brackets. For example, students often write open bracket x minus 3, close bracket squared as x squared minus 9, when it should be x squared minus 6x plus 9. Take your time with algebra. Finally, don't confuse coordinates. When you write your final answer, make sure you know which value is x and which is y. Write it clearly as x equals 4, y equals 2, or as a coordinate pair, open bracket, 4 comma 2, close bracket. Quickfire, recall, quiz. 1 minute. All right, let's test your memory with a quickfire quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, and then give you the answer. Question 1. What are the 2 main algebraic methods for solving simultaneous equations? Answer. Elimination and substitution. Question 2. If the coefficients of y are plus 3y and minus 3y, do you add or subtract the equations? Answer. Add them. The opposite signs will cancel out. Question 3. After finding the value of x, what must you do next? Answer. Substitute it back into one of the original equations to find y. Question 4. How many solutions can a linear quadratic system have? Answer. Usually 2 solutions, but sometimes 1 or none depending on whether the line intersects the curve. Question 5. What's the best way to check your final answer? Answer. Substitute both values back into the equation you didn't use for your final step and check that both sides balance. Summary and sign off, 1 minute. Brilliant. Let's recap. Simultaneous equations are all about finding the values of x and y that satisfy 2 equations at the same time. Use elimination when coefficients are easy to match, use substitution when one equation is already rearranged, and always show your method clearly for those precious method marks. Remember, find both variables, show all your working, and check your answers by substituting back. Avoid the common mistakes like adding instead of subtracting, stopping after finding just one variable, and mixing up your coordinates. This topic is worth significant marks on your exam, and with practice, it becomes second nature. Work through past paper questions, time yourself, and always review the mark scheme to see exactly what examiners are looking for. Thanks so much for listening to GCSE Maths Mastery. Keep practicing, stay confident, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck with your revision.